A new report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration shows a slight increase in the Cook Inlet beluga whale population. But as KDLL's Shailen Cochran reports, the genetically distinct whales haven't bounced back as fast as scientists hoped.
The latest survey from June of last year showed 340 Cook Inlet beluga whales, more than the 312 that were counted during the last survey in 2012, but still not as many as researchers would like to see.
It hasn't declined drastically, but it also hasn't begun to recover, which is, I think, an issue of concern.
That is Dr. Rod Hobbs. He's a research biologist working out of Seattle, and you'll find his name on about two decades worth of Cook Inlet beluga abundance studies. Unsustainable subsistence harvests from the 90s have been pointed to as the main culprit in the population drop-off, and Hobbs says tighter regulations since 2005 seem to have helped curb the decline at least a little.
And the population at the end of the period of unrestricted hunting was around 350 whales, and it has not increased from that.
He says they expected a rebound after the hunt was closed, but that hasn't happened, and in fact, a gradual decline has continued, averaging about 1% a year.
And when we project the population into the future using a fairly complicated population model, it appears that there is a significant risk of that population going extinct.
So there are clearly other variables posing a risk to the beluga populations. It's not all due to overhunting, but what those other risks are, well, they're still working on it. A recovery outline was put together in 2010 as part of the endangered species listing. It named four threats to belugas: overharvest, killer whales, mass strandings, and the big one, anthropogenic noise from coastal development in Cook Inlet. That could be making it more difficult for the whales to communicate and, by extension, survive. Hobbs says Cook Inlet is a pretty noisy place to begin with, but it's only gotten louder the past few years with a dramatic uptick in oil and gas development. NOAA and the National Marine Fisheries Service have spent several years working on a final recovery plan. It's going through internal reviews right now and should be released by this summer. In Kenai, I'm Shailen Cochran.